Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
25 years. It'll be 26 years to the date that that they were last at El Paso.
Really?
Metallica's going to be in El Paso.
Wow.
Next February. Yeah. The last time they were in El Paso was January 31st, 1992.
1992?
Yeah.
That was the year I was born.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So how old are you going to be this year?
26.
So it'll be like 27 years next year.
Wow.
Since they were last in El Paso.
And look at that.
Of course, you know, the city is still like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Man, totally jacked about the show. People wondering why not the Sun Bowl, though.
Yeah.
Why the Don Haskins Center? Because what is that seat? I know it's going to be in the round. So the good thing about a show being in the round is that, you know, a lot of times because of the stage setup, the back part, they can't sell.
Yeah.
Right? But because the show's going to be in the round, they will be able to sell the whole arena.
Yeah, 360 experience.
So that should get about a good 10,000 to 12,000.
Ooh, I don't. Yeah,
right?
I don't know how much the Don Haskins does.
Right?
It's gonna be a lot.
I think it'll be a good 10,000 to 12,000.
Yeah,
but that still might not be enough.
Yeah, it might not.
But here's the thing, though. Check this out. I looked at the entire tour.
Uh huh.
And on February 1st, they're in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't have a show until El Paso, February 28th.
Oh, they have a little break there, don't they?
So there's a couple of weeks in between that show and then the El Paso show. So provided they don't fill it up with other cities.
Yeah.
If the show does sell out on Friday, because a lot of people are like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You know, because pre-sale starts today if you're
pre-sale
a fan club
today.
Member.
Yeah.
There's also pre-sales if you're a certain credit card member. I know our sister station, KLAQ, is going to do a pre-sale on Thursday.
Yes.
They'll hit you up with the code that day, and you can buy tickets before they go on sale to the general public on Friday.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few pre-sales before general public sale Friday morning at 10 o'clock. So let's say that, you know, noon rolls around, and it's pretty much done.
Boom. Yeah.
Maybe because between Feb 1 and Feb 28, there's all of this dead space for Metallica. Maybe they can be convinced to do a second show.
They could.
Like the night before.
I think it depends. Yeah, how fast they sell out and whatnot. They're like, oh, you love
it so much,
El Paso.
The night before, because the night at because after El Paso, they're in Lubbock.
Oh yeah.
And that's on March 2nd, so that only gives them one day to travel, and they need to break everything down, and the trucks need to roll to the next city.
It's going to be an amazing big show, so yeah, they need
time. Would have to be the days before the 28th, so maybe.
Ooh.
Just maybe. I don't know.
Ticket sales have to go through the roof, and then
I'm just saying,
hopefully magic will happen.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if it happens like that, like a lot of people think, there's that possibility. One can hope if you're a Metallica fan.
Yeah, and the ticket prices are so good. If you've looked at other concerts, going anywhere else, looking at ticket prices, our prices are the best.
Yeah, they start at $65.
Yeah. For Metallica,
and then they go upwards, of course, to 130 something when you add the taxes and fees. But even that's not bad.
Exactly.
I've paid more for other shows before.
Yeah, that's why. And so to see that's the price for Metallica is amazing.
Absolutely, because they love their fans. That's why.
Yeah,
they really
so
do.
Good.
This weekend is the Monster Truck Show. I don't know if you know this, but on Thursday, there's going to be some monster trucks around town. A few of them are coming in early.
Ooh.
And they're going to be locating at several places around the city. Like, I think there's like 3 or 4 places they're going to be at on Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's like free. It's free.
You
can show up and take selfies with these big old monster trucks in the background.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Aren't those things awesome?
Yeah, that's actually, I was going to show you, that's actually my phone. It's my boyfriend and his son from
last year.
With Grave
Digger. They went to one of these free events? Or
they
this was
did.
At the actual
it, it
show?
No, it was a free event. And so
that's cool.
Get the phone, Mike.
Oh, yeah, it is. I can see there.
Yeah. It's a really great photo opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Wow, your boyfriend is pretty.
Hey, back up.
He's rugged.
Back up, man.
I thought you liked fluffy guys. He's nowhere near fluffy.
Remember
when you were all about fluffy people?
You were like,
I dig me the fluffy man. I would rather have a fluffy man than anything else.
Remember we established this? I like funny guys. Okay, the weight just happens to be more, bigger guys are usually funnier.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we got to do something. We got to do something, babe.
But he's the exception, okay?
Okay. I see. So he's funny and
thin. Back up. Yeah, okay. You focus on the monster trucks,
right,
Mike.
No, it's just that, you know, because I do know from previous conversations that you tend to lean towards the fluffy guys. It surprised me that he's not.
Okay, I don't. He's not stick skinny.
Well,
I don't
no.
I like everything that's not stick skinny.
I mean, he's
skinny.
Not model thin, that's for sure, but he's also not
he's
fluffy.
He's gorge. Anyway, we're fluffy. Talking about monster trucks,
oh, that's right.
Mike.
So there are these locations where Thursday, the monster truck and the monster truck drivers are going to be there as well, right?
Are they? I hope.
Well, they got the monster truck's got to get there somehow. So I'm going to assume that the drivers are going to be there
as
well.
Yeah, last year they were there. At least good. This was last year. They were there signing autographs and all that good stuff.
All
so
right,
you can
see,
take something home with you.
All of that is free. You can take photos. You can talk to the drivers. It's all pretty cool. And you can find all those locations on KissElPaso.com. If you want to know where they're going to be at Thursday, and it'll be throughout the afternoon on Thursday at various locations around town, because I believe there's three monster trucks that are going to be running around the city.
Yeah.
Okay? So find those on KissElPaso.com. If you follow Kiss El Paso on Facebook, check your wall. And thirdly, free tickets if you can hook me up with the great Khalid.
Yeah.
Hook up the great Khalid, man. Hook me up with a name or a number, or you bring him yourself to the radio station so we can spend like some time on the radio with Khalid.
I feel like we're starting a war. Like, find Khalid. Bring him here. Bring us the Khalid.
It's not a war. It's a reward.
Ah.
It's a reward.
There you go.
For using your hookup and your connections. I'll get you into the Monster Truck Show because that's the kind of guy that I am. I know nothing's free in this world. So hook a brother up, man.
Exactly.
Hook a brother up. Kiss FM.
A video of a weekend altercation involving a gun at a busy East El Paso Chico's Tacos has sparked a local debate over the state's concealed carry law. The cell phone footage has been widely circulated over the last 2 days. The 50-second clip begins with private security removing a group of 5 to 6 young men from the Chico's Tacos location along Montwood Drive around 2:30 a.m. Saturday morning. As they exit, members of the group are seen engaging in a verbal fight with another young man. That man then pulls a handgun from his waistband as his girlfriend tries to defuse the situation. No shots are fired in the video. An El Paso Police Department spokesman told KTSM officers were called to the scene to assist but found no evidence of a crime. It is unclear whether the man has a permit to carry. A Chico's Tacos manager said the restaurant does not have signs prohibiting firearms. And new research has found children are increasingly finding it hard to hold pens and pencils because of an excessive use of technology. An overuse of touchscreen phones and tablets is preventing children's finger muscles from developing sufficiently to enable them to hold a pencil correctly, they say, according to a report by The Guardian. Head pediatric occupational therapist Sally Payne at the Heart of England Foundation NHS Trust says children are not coming into school with the hand strength and dexterity they had 10 years ago. Children coming into school are being given a pencil, but are increasingly not able to hold it because they don't have the fundamental movement skills. Although the early years curriculum has handwriting targets for every year, different primary schools focus on handwriting in different ways, with some using tablets alongside pencils. This becomes a problem when some children also spend large periods of time on tablets outside of school. Kiss
FM. Khalid's location is the 915.
Ooh.
You see what I did there? Oh, Khalid's location. God, I'm so clever sometimes. So, yeah, he's back in town, man. The great Khalid is back in town.
Yes, he is.
I have wanted to speak to this kid for over a year, but have found it very difficult getting an interview with him.
Yeah, he's a very popular man.
So
very busy man.
But look, we're his hometown.
Yeah.
And we're a hometown radio station. And so, look, I'm going to offer a reward. Because I don't know how long he's in town. All I know is on Facebook that for the last couple of posts that he's done have been photos of him around El Paso.
Uh-huh.
One of them in front of what appears to be his home. I'm assuming it's his home. Or in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. Because
there's
know.
Two. And one looks like it's a house he's either building or something.
The it
one,
does, yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like he's building
it
something
does.
Over there.
And you know what it looks like? You know where it looks like? It looks like over here by the Montecillo.
Really?
You know, here in Montecillo, they're also building homes. They've got a lot of apartments there, but they're also starting to build.
Oh, yeah.
A section of Montecillo is going to be, it's just going to be homes.
Nice.
And that's what they look like.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, he's sitting on top of his big ass truck of his or whatever that thing is.
The Range Rover, isn't
it? Is it?
I think so.
It's an expensive car, is all I know.
It's a very nice car.
But yeah, it does look like he's building a home here in El Paso.
Uh-huh.
But at any rate, look, I want to speak to the kid because I'm so curious because he has, I mean, his world has just gone topsy turvy in 1 year.
Seriously.
In 1 year, he's gone from an unpopular kid in high school.
Mm-hmm.
To one of the hottest things in the music world.
True.
And I'm just so curious to spend some time with him. Look, I got Monster Truck tickets I can offer up as a reward.
Monster Truck tickets?
I'm
VIP
not,
treatment here?
I'm not beneath bribery.
Uh-huh. No
so
one is.
So if you're like, you're like a friend of his or you know somebody who knows him, then maybe you can talk them into getting him on the show while he's here.
Yeah, bring him in.
An in studio would be awesome, but if all he can do is call us, then I'll take that.
Oh, yeah. You'll still get
those tickets. An in studio would be great, though. I'd love to have him in studio.
Really? I know.
But Monster Truck tickets, I mean, that's all I can offer right now. Maybe I can talk to Boss into giving us other stuff.
Yeah.
I hear there's a popular show that's coming a year from now. I don't know.
If you're into that thing,
If you're into it, I don't know. But
you
look,
work on some things.
I'm willing to bribe you into hooking us up with Khalid. And you can either bring him by the radio station. You can give us numbers that we can call to see if we can get him in.
We won't share those numbers.
And if it pans out, you get the deal.
Yeah. Monster Truck.
Because I'm curious. I would love to spend some time with this kid. He seems like a really fun interview.
Just a fun guy. Nice guy.
It's just a great story that he has. You know, to go from here to where
everywhere.
He is now, you know, traveling the world, hanging out with superstars, being at all these big events. I mean, it's got to be head spinning.
It really is. And on the Black Panther soundtrack.
I know.
I'm just amazed.
He's got like a rapport going with Lamar.
I know.
I mean, come on.
Goodness.
So, hey, hook me up and I'll hook you up. It's that simple.
Kiss FM.
Needs a lawsuit.
Why?
Those new edition kids.
Oh, don't give them ideas.
Those new edition kids probably need the money.
No. His whole album. Have you heard the whole album?
I have not heard the whole thing, but every time he lets out a single, it sounds like something from the 80s or early 90s.
Exactly, because if you do, you can probably relate it back to a song
before. Well, I've noticed that. I noticed that ever since the song that he did with Mark Ronson.
Oh, Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
You know, that he was pilfering from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But those new edition kids, I mean, they got to need money, especially.
Oh, no. Don't tell them.
I think Biv. I think Biv needs money.
I don't know any of their names.
Yeah, well, there's Belle, Biv, DeVoe, and Bobby Brown.
Oh, okay. I know that guy.
And Ralph Tresvant. No, Ralph could use the money more than all of them.
Even Bobby Brown.
Especially more than Bobby Brown. So I'm thinking they need to look into this finesse song and figure out that all he did was lift one of their sounds. Because that is total new edition right there.
They can't own that. That'll be the argument, that they can't own that sound.
If I was if I was any good on the Wheels of Steel, I could totally mix that with Candy Girl.
Candy Girl.
You remember Candy Girl?
I think I do.
Google it, kids. It's Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Emily is in for Tricia. Have you been keeping up with this Heather Locklear thing?
No, only you told me today.
Okay,
and then I saw the mugshot and I'm scared.
So she takes a good mugshot, doesn't she?
She kind of does.
I mean, it's like she knew to put her neck down.
She did a nice angle. She knows
so
angles.
So that, you don't get that whole double chin thing going.
Mm-hmm. That's the tip of the day.
I mean, absolutely took a good mugshot. But no, so look, she was arrested Sunday for domestic violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, allegedly, it was her brother that called 911. Her brother went over. They were getting into a fight.
Yeah.
Her and her boyfriend, some guy that she used to go out with in high school, and they reconnected all these years later.
Oh, girl.
And the cops got there, and supposedly, allegedly, she got into it with the cops as well. Well, now I'm finding out some new information. According to the Daily Mail, Heather practically bit the tip off of her boyfriend's nose.
What?
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Goodness. Michael Jacksoning that.
Because the cops on their report said that when they got there, they noticed that there was a mark on the guy's body.
Okay.
And that's why they arrested her for domestic violence. But what we didn't know is that that mark was really her biting off the tip of his nose.
Wow.
Practically is what the Daily Mail is saying. And they're saying that she punched the lady cop and called her the C word.
Oh.
And that she kicked one of the male cops in the quilinquis. And it says here that she punched the third male cop and called him the F word and then the A word.
Whoa.
And ranted at them the whole time. She was on a tear.
She's psycho.
She was on a tear.
What is wrong with her?
And then she claimed that she was beaten, and so they took her to the hospital for evaluation before they booked her into the county jail. She posted bail, and she's been out since Monday morning.
Uh-oh. Cover your noses.
But dang, man, I didn't know she had gone that crazy on him. I wonder what started the whole thing.
That's what I'm curious to find out. What makes you so mad you want to bite someone's nose off?
Wow.
But I don't know.
Wow.
I wonder if there's anything that is in her system or she's just really cracked.
Oh, I don't know. She doesn't look like the kind that would have anything other than wine in her system.
That's true, but a lot of glasses of wine can cause you to do some crazy things.
Hey, so can men, though.
And that is true, also.
And look, you don't need any substance for a guy to make you that crazy.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
You know?
That's true. Everyone gets a little too mad sometimes.
Because I'm sure you've had your psycho moments.
I still do. We all have our psycho moments.
And
you don't do foreign
substances.
None of these things. Yeah, no.
And
I'm
still
eating a banana right now. And I might just get psycho some reason.
But but the only thing you haven't done that I'm aware of is bite somebody's nose off.
I have not. I will not bite a nose. I can't say
you
that.
You say that now, but
if anything happens, just saying.
Well, who knows what button will get pushed, you know?
That's true.
That'll lead to you biting some body part off.
A nose, an ear. Mike Tyson it up.
Yes, you could. Kiss FM. When the weather changes all the time, like this week, like today, the weather's going to change again. So don't get too comfy with this 7-degree day that we're going to have today.
It looks all sad, though,
it
outside.
Does. It looks like something's coming.
Yeah.
Because something is. And there will be like a 14-degree difference between this afternoon and tomorrow. And very, very windy is what they're saying, beginning late this afternoon.
Oh, no.
And you also know that it's about to change seasons when the monster truck rolls into town.
Yeah.
Which is what's going on this weekend. The monster truck is rolling into town.
El Paso loves Monster Jam.
Oh,
man.
My God.
I'm always shocked at how crazy people get for monster trucks.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. Maybe just me because I don't know. I don't see the amazingness in it. Not to say anything. Like, they're great.
Yeah.
But people go crazy.
Oh.
Like, crazy.
Well,
They're awesome and all, but people will, I feel like they'll stab each other over tickets.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they would go that far.
I think they would.
Would you be willing to give up, Khalid for tickets?
You see? This is why we're asking, because people go crazy.
Because I'll bribe you with Monster Truck tickets. I will bribe you with a couple of tickets if you can, somehow either connect me with Khalid or, heck, bring the guy over.
Bring him over? Still, we'll pay for anything he wants in the vending machine?
Absolutely.
That's still my offer.
Absolutely. He gets one free vend from the vending machine.
No, I'll be nice. Whatever he wants from that vending machine.
And the best bottle of water that we have available to us.
Only the best.
Which is, I believe, some kind of off-brand, and it's really purified water.
It's great,
which means it's just the water from your refrigerator.
We drink it every day. It's safe.
But still, we're willing to do that. And Monster Jam, there's a couple of the monster trucks that are going to be here ahead of the Monster Jam.
Uh-huh.
And Thursday, like about three of them are going to be around town.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you'll be hosting one of them Thursday afternoon.
I am actually going to be out at Montana 5100 Montana Metro PCS.
Yeah, that's where VP Racing Fuels Mad Scientist is going to be.
Yes, I'm excited.
Are you?
I'm excited to take my stepson, hopefully.
Ah, he would love that.
He loves Monster, my nephew.
Isn't this the monster truck that has some kind of record?
Yeah, I want to put up the post because I actually did nerd out. So maybe I should take back that Monster Jam thing because I was really excited to actually see.
I think you would be willing to stab somebody.
I would.
I think you would.
I think you're
selling yourself short.
I am.
In fact, I think you'd
I'm
be
short.
Willing to bite the nose off somebody
I
for Monster Truck
I would bite
tickets.
The nose off of somebody if I could see the mad scientist do this front flip again. Because he did it last year in 2017, and it was the first front flip ever completed by a monster truck.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It sounds amazing.
I thought they did that all the time. That's why I was like, okay, don't they do that? But no. So he is a very special monster truck.
Front flip.
Yeah. It's different.
It's difficult, I guess, which is why it's never been done before.
So they can do back flips all the time.
Yeah, they do those all the time.
The front flips are the tricky ones.
Well, then you can nerd out right along with Emily there at the Metro PCS on Montana Thursday. That's one of three locations where they're going to have monster trucks, and they're there. And it's for free.
Yeah, and so we're doing a KISS remote there from 4 to 6.
See?
And we're giving away family four packs every 30 minutes.
To the Monster Jam.
To the Monster Jam.
I'll throw in two more if you bring Khalid.
Yeah, bring him to the Monster Truck too.
But check out where they're all going to be on Thursday on KissElPaso.com. Gas Monkey Garage, Dragon, and VP Racing Fuels Mad Scientist are the trucks that are going to be in town early on Thursday for these free, I don't know what you would call them, meet and greets?
I guess
you can meet and greet the monster truck.
Take a selfie.
Get an autograph from the monster truck. Ask the monster truck what it's like to do front flips.
Uh-huh.
You know?
It's amazing.
Wonder, you know, why the ground's already shaking. maybe ask him how come you have to pay $15 if you're only going to use the edge. I don't know. I don't know, my friends, but it's there for the taking. It's free, and you get all your details at KissElPaso.com. Right now, you can find out exactly when and where they're going to be. If you follow us on Facebook, check your Kiss El Paso wall.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.